This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour, and this is your home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world, the men who make up the Bassmaster Elite Series, and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the Bass Pro Shops Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on a local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and collegiate programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, College National Championship, and a college bracket event leading to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with our show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the home button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Well, the elites are on Lake Travis in Austin, Texas this weekend for the Toyota Texas Fest, benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife, one of the most unique events on the calendar. This is a catch, weigh, and release event with one fish over 18 inches brought to the weigh-in. As always, the five biggest fish per day make up the angler's weight. Also, the winner secures an automatic berth in the 2019 Geico Bassmaster Classic, something not lost on Mike Iaconelli. Ike has the longest current classic streak at 17 straight, but he will be forced to miss the rescheduled Sabine River event next month due to previous commitments. So this may be his only chance to keep that streak alive. Dave Terry from Texas Parks and Wildlife is coming up later in the show. In the meantime, Wesley Strader went back-to-back, tacking a Bass Pro Shops Eastern Open win on top of his Kentucky Lake Elite win. So for the first time in show history, we go back-to-back with a pro, and he's in the leadoff role today. And later on, we visit with 23-year-old back-at-a-boat phenom Chad Smith. Chad has fished championship Saturday in the top 12 in seven of his last nine open events and won at Lake Norman last week. How does he do it? Well, he'll explain a bit later. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this one off the dock. It's a Wesley's World Part 2 edition of Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. May 17th through 20th, the top 108 bass fishermen in the world will meet at Lake Travis in Jonestown, Texas for the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest, benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. Texas Fest is a bucket list event for all fans of bass fishing, with $1 million and a Geico Bassmaster Classic berth on the line. Going out of Jones Brothers Park each day, there'll be tons of fun to be had for the entire family. Texas does it big, so make plans to be at Texas Fest this year, May 17th through 20th.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details. Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/Bass.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. And now I'm really excited because we're about to do something that we have never done in the history of the show and even in the history of the shows that preceded Bassmaster Radio, Southern Bass Radio, and so on back in the day. We've never had the same winning pro on 2 weeks in a row because it doesn't happen. And no disrespect to KVD winning that little eight-man stepladder thing a couple of years ago. But Wesley Strader just beat a full elite field and then turned around and beat a full open field, which is twice the size of a full elite field in back-to-back weeks. And so he joins us again this week. If he wins one more time in a row like this, I'm gonna have to start paying him a talent fee or something for the show. Wesley, welcome back, man. How are you?
Oh man, I'm doing great. Just been a whirlwind of 2 weeks, that's all I can say.
Yeah, I guess it has been, and it was interesting because you had commented at one point in time, of course, you fished 20 years or so on the FLW tour in the circuit there, and you thought, well, am I doing the right thing jumping over to BASS? And, now, the first quarter of the season in, I'm thinking you probably feel like you did the right thing.
Yeah, me and my wife both agree. I think that pretty much solidified I made the right decision.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Let's just talk about how you got it done there. An interesting lake, for sure. I fished on the co-angler side there, so I was there all week as well. And, certainly a lot of nice homes on that lake. Wouldn't you say there were some pretty nice homes out there?
I'll tell you what else there is. There's a lot of boats. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Saturday was, like, unbelievable. I felt like I was in a washing machine on the agitator mode. Holy cow, was that rough.
And you could see it starting to build on Friday even. Thursday wasn't too bad, and then Friday by the afternoon, you could see, okay, the weekend folk are here. And then I thought, well, it won't be bad on Saturday because there's only going to be 12 of yous out there, but that wasn't the case, was it? There were 12 of yous, but there was a whole lot of other people running around, jet skis and skiers and everything else.
Yeah, there was 4 million wake boats. Jet skis, pontoons, Titanic cruisers, and all that.
Talk about what you figured out because, docks were the pattern for a big, big chunk of the field, and a lot of people throwing wacky rigs underneath docks and so on. But you found something different, and you found it with the same thing that you cashed $100,000 the week before Kentucky Lake.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like I said, I got like 7 hours of practice, and so I put the boat in, and I just kind of same thing. I went around fishing docks. That's Norman's noted for docks, and that's the predominant pattern this time of year there. And I got bit. I ain't gonna lie, I got bit on the docks. I thought I could catch maybe 10 pounds, 11 pounds if I was lucky. And I told the guy, Ross Rhodes was practicing with me. I said, hey, let's just run up the river. I said, normally that thing's clear. I said, let's just run up there and see if there's any stained water. I said, I'm going to go up there and just fish like I would at the house. Mm. Lo and behold, I got up there in the water. It wasn't like muddy, but you could see maybe a foot, but it was that sand. I call it sand mud because it looks real dirty, but you can still see your bait down for a good bit. And pulled up there and took my time because it's a lot of rocks and just idled up there, and I found me a current seam just like I would at the house. And my very first cast with my spinnerbait that partially won the elite on Kentucky Lake, I caught like a 6-pounder, and I looked at Ross, I said, I know where I'm fishing at, let's go. So yeah. I turned around, took the boat, and went back to the trailer. I said, we're done.
Yeah, and these were the exact blades that you used on the spinner. We had the famous deal. We talked about how you were changing blades. Were these the same exact blades from the Kentucky Lake?
This was the exact same spinnerbait.
Oh my
the
gosh.
Exact one.
You need to mount that spinnerbait, right? I mean, at some point in time, you take those blades off and you just put them on the wall and say, that's $150,000 worth of spinnerbait right there. And not what are you going to do if you lose that thing?
I ain't going to lose it.
Okay. All right. I hear you.
I'll build me another one. How's that?
Well, you do that. We've seen you do that on Bassmaster Live. But talk about the thin wire on that deal, because we talked a little bit about it last week about how it was something that after a certain number of fish, it gets all bent up. But you really think the thin wire of that spinnerbait, that Zorro Bait Company 5/8 ounce Bango Blade spinnerbait, you think that thinner wire is definitely key to getting more bites?
Yeah, what it does is the lighter wire produces more vibration. If you have a stiffer wire, the blades don't vibrate as hard. I mean, you still get the vibration, but it's not a pulsing vibration like with the thin wire. It really flexes hard while it's vibrating. Really makes your skirt and your trailer really shake and vibrate. And I just think, well, I don't think, I know you get more bites with a lighter wire. But the downside of that is lighter wire, if you ain't careful, if you try to push it, it's going to break on you and you're going to lose some fish on it.
Yeah, well, and that's why you were able to continue switching them out and have such great success on that. Now, you also did a little damage with a swim bait, I understand?
Yeah, I actually, I caught two fish during the event on a 5-inch zoom swimmer on a 5-aught, 1/4-ounce Trocar swim bait hook.
Mm. Now, Wesley Strader with us, coming off of back-to-back wins, one on the Elite Series, one on the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Open this past week at Lake Norman. And, of course, as we speak now, he's in the midst of Lake Travis for Texas Fest as well. And we'll have complete results on that next week. Who knows? Maybe we were talking to Wesley Strader again. I don't know if that'll be the deal or not. You had built up a 5.5-pound lead, which on that lake is a lot. That's a big lead. So you were in pretty good shape going into Saturday, but you only caught three fish on Saturday, 8 pounds, 13 ounces. When, if at all, did doubt creep into your mind to where you said, you know what, I might be in trouble here. I got to find two little 1-pounders.
Well, here's the thing. It seems like I struggled, but I was only getting like 6 or 7 bites up there, you know, each day, but I was leaving by 10 o'clock. So, but the last day, I lost two of the biggest ones I had hooked the whole tournament. So it little skewed, but but I knew things were different because every fish I caught that day, I caught it on the trailer hook. So it was just one of those things where, you know, I was fortunate enough to get the bites. I just wasn't fortunate enough to get all 5 of them in.
Now, are these all largemouth? What was the mix of spots and largemouth up there?
You know, I caught the first 2 days of high weight in probably a 3-3.5 pound spot each day. But not very many spots. Typically, you know, spots love current. And I really thought when I got up there, that's what I would catch, you know. Yeah. But it turned out to just be just big, fat, largemouth. They were some kind of, I don't know if it was alewives or skipjack. I don't know what it was that were spawning up there. When they turned the water on, all those shad would run up into the current. Right. And start spawning. I would have, you know, a half a dozen or a dozen shad follow my spinnerbait back every single cast.
You know, some of them spots that were back mid-lake need to swim up there and find some food to eat, because I got to tell you, I never saw so many skinny spotted bass in my life. I weighed one on Thursday. I think I weighed 1 pound, 7 ounces. I swore it was 12 ounces. I mean, I looked at it. It looked like a 12 or 13 ounce fish. It was so thin and was surprised that it was a pound and a half.
What's so weird about that is if you go to Norman in early, like late winter, early spring, man, those things are fat. Like,
yeah.
It's just that time of year. You know, everything was post spawn and nothing had fattened back up yet. And it's like if you go early spring, late winter, there's a lot of 20-pound stringers weighed in on that lake.
Yeah, well, it certainly wasn't for a lack of fish. I mean, there were a lot of fish in it. Like, it did seem like, you know, everybody was catching fish, and there were a lot of fish, you know, caught throughout the week. Wesley Strader with us.
Yeah, that's one great thing about Norman. It's the fish always bite there. I mean, even if you aren't catching big fish, you're catching fish.
I think Kurt Mitchell caught a 8-pound catfish with me on Friday. He also had a couple of really nice stripers. I mean, if you just want action, Lake Norman's a great place to go. Get all kinds of action.
Yeah, I caught quite a few strippers myself.
Yeah. All right, Wesley. Well, back-to-back wins. Nothing broke when you got back to the house. You didn't have to repair a sprinkler system or anything, right? I mean, everything was good. It wasn't like last week.
No, I had something else happen, but we'll not get into that on the way here. We're getting that taken care of right now. So seems like I have a little bit of bad luck. There's some good luck, so it's okay. I'll take that little bit of bad luck with the good any day.
Yeah, well, I think you're averaging $75,000 a week right now, so you could probably afford a little bit of work at the house, I guess. All right, good luck, and I got a feeling we'll be talking again probably sometime this year, but I appreciate you joining us and being the first back-to-back guest ever in the history of the show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show, and look forward to being on it again.
All right, thank you. Let's get a break. When we return, Dave Terry will join us from the Texas Parks and Wildlife Association. We'll talk about Texas Fest with him. And a little bit later on in the show, Chad Smith at ATM Machine from the back of the boat. All here on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Visit Bassmaster.com now to enter for a chance to fish with the 2014 Geico Bassmaster Classic champion, Randy Howell. One lucky winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 days and 2 nights hotel stay, a rental car, and $500 spending cash, plus a Triton bass boat with Mercury motor. Randy's prize pack includes items from Lowrance, Livingston, and Bass Pro Shops, plus Frog Togs, Yamamoto, Daiwa, and more. Plus, you're fishing with Randy Howell. Total prize value of $30,000. Enter now at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit NeatCompaniesGroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/BASS.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 9 a.m. to noon, and again 1 to 4 Eastern. And simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network. And as promised, our now annual discussion with Dave Terry from the Texas Parks and Wildlife Group. He is the management and research chief over there, and he joins us as Texas Fest is well on its way now as you listen to this. Dave, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thank you, Tom, and always enjoy being on your show. Great to have the Bass Elites here in Texas again this year.
Yeah, and of course, it's the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest, and it benefits Texas Parks and Wildlife, and we'll get into some of the things that you guys have done with your Toyota Sherrill Unker program. This is the originator of, other states now have kind of mimicked it, and Texas has led the way on it. But talk to me about Lake Travis a little bit, because this is a lake that not a lot of our guys really knew too much about. It's about a 19,000 acre lake. It's not a huge body of water, but talk about why Lake Travis in Austin, which is a cool town, but why Lake Travis this year for Texas Fest?
Well, as you know, this tournament, is a special opportunity for Texas Parks and Wildlife to showcase a lot of the fisheries we have in our state. And we thought, well, why not the heck bring it to Central Texas? And Lake Travis right now, is a body of water that's doing really well in its bass fishery. And Lake Travis had gone through a fairly lengthy drought period back in about 2011 to 2014. In 2015, though, it caught a bunch of water, about 50 foot of water, and it inundated a bunch of brush and a bunch of habitat in the lake, and Texas Parks and Wildlife came in there and stocked about 750,000 Florida largemouth bass at the time. Well, with all that new habitat and the Florida bass stockings that we did at the time, the lake just took off and the fishery just got amazing. And the lake started cranking out, you know, about 30-pound limits, you know, and the fishery got great. And we thought, what a great opportunity and time to showcase a really a super fishery right here in Central Texas. And what better stage could we put it on than a Bassmaster Elite Series event here at the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest?
And pull the curtain back a little bit on that for us. We know this is the second year now that that Bassmaster, the Elite Series, has teamed up with the Texas Fest. That it's just, Texas Fest is a lot older, goes back many, many years with this tournament. But is it something where you guys take the lead still in terms of, okay, this is where it's going to be, we're going to do it, and then Bassmaster jumps in? Or is Bassmaster involved at all in helping to determine anything about the tournament site and so on?
Well, generally, we take the lead, and we make proposals about where the tournament is going to be held every year. And, you know, we meet with our staff, and we do a lot of have a strategy session on, you know, what reservoir do we want to showcase in the state. And a lot goes into that formula. One, we want to promote a fishery. One, we definitely want high attendance at the tournament. That's important for our sponsors. It's important for bass. You know, so it's a give and take thing, and we look for communities, you know, near these reservoirs that are willing to engage and support the bass fishing community too as well. So, you know, it's a complex formula, but ultimately Texas Parks and Wildlife, you know, gets to make a decision in concert with bass on where this tournament is fished each year. You know, if we have a great turnout this year, you know, we may be bring it back to Lake Travis, or we may move on to a new reservoir and showcase a new fishery in our state. This tournament has moved across the state. Last year it was at Sam Rayburn Reservoir. In years past, it's been at Lake Conroe, it's been at Lake Fork, it's been at Ray Roberts Reservoir up in North Texas. It's been around. And it's just an opportunity to showcase all the great bass fisheries that Texas has to offer.
Yeah, Dave Terry with us from the Texas Parks and Wildlife Association. And of course, the expo is going on this weekend, which is fantastic. This is a different weigh-in, though. This is a weigh-in where one fish is brought in per angler, 18 inches down from 21 inches last year at Rayburn to 18 inches. So you're going to see a fish weighed in. You're going to see some big fish weighed in, as we've seen throughout the event so far. But this is great for live, because Bassmaster Live, I love the concept of weighing them on the water and releasing them immediately and seeing what that weight is and knowing what the accurate exact weight is out there on the lake and how many different fish are caught as well. And you know, we talked about it last year, whether or not this is something that we could see a little bit more from a conservation standpoint. It's got to be great, but it's also a you know, it's kind of a unique format, but you don't get that big meat fest, if you will, at the weigh-in.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a fish-friendly weigh-in format. I mean, what happens on the water is, you know, a marshal or a judge is put in each of the pro anglers' boats, and these judges basically, you know, measure or weigh the fish as the anglers catch them and then immediately release them. But we do allow the anglers to bring in the largest fish, one single largest fish that they catch during the competition day, to bring in and to showcase that fish in front of a live audience here, you know, at the venue. But the whole idea is to try to reduce delayed mortality associated with tournaments. And, you know, it's an alternative format that we would like, that Texas Parks and Wildlife introduced the world of professional bass fishing to back in 2007 with the Toyota Texas Bass Classic. And we've done it for 12 years now and showed that it can be a viable tournament format alternative to bass fishing, and we're just pleased that bass has embraced this format and is using it now, you know, in the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest. It's great. The judges, we have about 104 training. We've trained 140 judges in preparation for this tournament. 108 will be used during these competition days. So, you know, it's exciting. It's neat, and it's very healthy for the fish. And in this tournament, we know that the water temperatures are are high. They're about 78 degrees on the water. Air temperatures are expected to be in the 90s. This format is perfect for this particular situation because these fish, as soon as they're caught, they're going to be weighed and immediately released. A percentage of them are not going to come to the weigh-in to be weighed and stressed.
To rip off a promotional slogan from another city, you could say what happens on the water stays on the water. Bassmaster Texas Fest. So, talk to me a little bit. Talk to us a little bit about the Toyota Share a Lunker program and how it has grown. And I understand you're doing something new this year as well.
Yeah, that's another great thing about this tournament is, it's an opportunity. Bass gives us an opportunity to promote our programs. And one new program that we have, and we started on January 1st, is our a remake of our Toyota Share a Lunker program. Of course, it's been in existence for about 30 years, and our program is great. It's been very, very successful, but we decided to change the program up to try to increase angler engagement. In the past, what we've done is we've taken fish in 13 pounds or larger into our program and used fish that were donated to us during the springtime for breeding, and we've done that successfully over time. But what we decided to do was to expand the program and allow anglers to not only share fish with us for breeding purposes, 13 pounds or larger, but allow them to share information on their catches of fish 8 pounds and larger, where fish could be caught and released, but have them share length and weight and catch information with us through an app. And so that started on January 1st, and we're promoting that new program. So we are just getting in a wealth of information now on big bass catches all across Texas. The popularity, I think we have something like 4,000 some people that have already downloaded the app, and the information is coming in great. And it's important to us because in our population surveys as biologists, we don't catch just a whole lot of real big fish, in our population surveys, but anglers in Texas catch a lot of big bass. So this information is real important as we go forward and manage our fisheries.
Yeah.
It also helps us track, how our genetics of our bass populations are doing, because anglers can actually give us a small tissue sample, a scale, off these fish through this program, so we can track how our genetics of our populations are advancing through time through the Share a Lunker program and our selective breeding program. So it's a win-win for the anglers. We share back their catch information so they can use it to improve their fishing, find out where the best big bass fisheries are in Texas. It's just a win-win.
Yeah.
I invite you to go to the Share a Lunker website, anybody who's listening, and go see this amazing program.
And not to get overly scientific, but it's interesting you talk about the 13 pounders and breeding and genetics. And I think a lot of us would think that, well, any bass could grow to 13 pounds if it's left alone and is not caught or harvested or whatever. But that's not necessarily the case, right? I mean, you're looking at, you could tell the age of these fish. So you might have one fish that's 7 years old that's 13 and a half pounds and another fish that's 7 years old that's 8 pounds, right?
Yeah, let me tell you a real cool story if I can, real quick, Tom. So last year we had two 13-pound Share a Lunker fish that were donated into the program. Through our genetic testing, we found out that these two Share a Lunkers that came in the program were daughters of previous Share a Lunkers.
And are you kidding me?
That were donated back in the late 2000s, 2006. For example, one Share a Lunker that was caught last year in Marine Creek Reservoir, which is up in the DFW area, was the daughter of a Share a Lunker that was donated from Lake Conroe in 2006. That's how good the science is right now that Texas Parks and Wildlife has for tracking these fish in Texas.
That is fascinating. I mean, that is a tremendous story. So very, very cool. All right. So it's all happening right now. They're in the Austin area at Lake Travis. It's the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest that benefits Texas Parks and Wildlife. They do such a tremendous job there. And, of course, all weekend long now, you can take advantage of the expo, including the Texas Park and Wildlife activities with the archery range and the aquariums. And you can see the Share a Lunker trailer and everything else that is going on down there. Dave, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you, man. We probably should do this more than just during Texas Fest, but it's fascinating. I'd love to do a segment sometime just on the biology of the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Anytime, Tom. We've got so much science to share and information to share with anglers. Lots of learning opportunity. We've got biologists all across the state that are just dying to share what information they have with anglers to make fishing better.
All right, man. We're going to do it for sure. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Tom.
That's Dave Terry joining us there from Texas Parks and Wildlife. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, Chad Smith, he's unbelievable from the back of the boat. He won at the Bass Pro Shops Open Number 2, Eastern Open Number 2 at Lake Norman. He joins us next right here on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit NeatCompaniesGroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Visit Bassmaster.com now to enter for a chance to fish with the 2014 Geico Bassmaster Classic champion, Randy Howell. One lucky winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 days and two nights hotel stay, a rental car, and $500 spending cash, plus a Triton bass boat with Mercury motor. Randy's prize pack includes items from Lowrance, Livingston, and Bass Pro Shops, plus Frog Togs, Yamamoto, Daiwa, and more. Plus, you're fishing with Randy Howell. Total prize value of $30,000. Enter now at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. May 17th through 20th, the top 108 bass fishermen in the world will meet at Lake Travis in Jonestown, Texas for the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest, benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. Texas Fest is a bucket list event for all fans of bass fishing, with $1 million and a Geico Bassmaster Classic berth on the line. Going out of Jones Brothers Park each day, there'll be tons of fun to be had for the entire family. Texas does it big, so make plans to be at Texas Fest this year, May 17th through 20th.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on ESP Nation Radio Network. Want to thank Wesley Strader for coming on with us 2 weeks in a row. I mean, that was crazy. And speaking of doing legendary things, we got to talk about Chad Smith. I mean, this guy here, 23 years old. I got rattle traps that are older than this kid. He has now made the final day, the top 12 cut, as a co-angler in seven of the last nine Bassmaster Opens, Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Opens. He's won over $47,000 in that period of time. And I did the math. He's winning approximately $2,600 per event for his $450 entry fee over his last nine events. And keep in mind, he doesn't get to decide where he's going to fish. He's doing this from the back of the boat. He's a man after my own heart because I've been competing on the open circuit as well as a back boater, and it is a tough grind, I'll tell you that right now, and he joins us now. Chad, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, man. Thank you for having me. This is really cool.
Well, I don't really care about having you on for the radio show. I just wanted to talk to you to help me, okay? I mean, personally, to help me, because most of the time when I'm fishing from the back of the boat, it's a team deal. You know what I mean? So you're fishing with a partner, and you might be jumping up in the, front of the boat with them, and you're both kind of maybe sometimes if they're hitting a certain thing, you're going to use the same lures and so on. But when you're fishing from the back, even though you're not competing against the same field that the pro is, you're still competing for the same fish. So give us a little bit of how you have been able to be so consistently in the top 12 when you don't get to decide where you go.
I think a big part of it for me, that's really worked, has been actually trying to to fish for fish that my pro really isn't. A lot of times you know, your pro will be doing something really specific to what he's found in practice and like his confidence and how he's wanted, you know, the fish that he's targeting. And there's a lot of fish out there for you to catch from the back if you fish for them. And so a big thing has just been fishing differently and fishing with confidence baits and just really trying to make casts and just, you know, hit targets and areas that your pro hasn't already hit.
Yeah.
It's just kind of been a big part for me to be able to just fish differently.
Yeah. Well, and you know, when you mention that, say, fishing confidence lures, so you're not necessarily, okay, the guy's skipping a Senko, so I'm going to skip a Senko, or he's throwing a chatterbait, so I'm going to throw a chatterbait. So you're kind of, right, you're trying to do what it is that you do. Is that right? What you feel best doing.
Yep, exactly. And it's been pretty cool. I get to travel and practice with Josh Douglas, who fishes as a pro in them. So I get to kind of go out and practice and get kind of, you know, kind of see the lake and figure out a few baits that I can catch some fish on and kind of be ready for almost any scenario that I may run into on the water for that tournament day. And, you know, I just try to target things different. You know, like you said, if they're skipping a Senko up under a dock, they're kind of fishing for a certain fish, and maybe, you know, I'll flip a drop shot or something that'll go to the bottom and target the dock post per se. So, you know, there's different fish within the same area that you can still target and try to catch.
Yeah, Chad Smith with us, co-angler extraordinaire. I mean, this guy is a legendary status now from the back of the boat. It's been crazy. All right, so talk about the practice aspect, because I've been coming in, I mean, with all my other responsibilities, I generally can come in on Wednesday anyway before, and you know, if I'm fishing a team event or if I'm fishing my own event, I'm going to have that, obviously have that opportunity to practice. But, you know, my attitude about it has been, well, what's the sense? I got no, it's not like I can have any determination where and how we're going to fish. So you're going out there and you're practicing with Josh while Josh is practicing. How do you apply that to a deal when you get in a boat and a guy goes in a completely different direction or whatnot? Are you suggesting areas where you caught him? You know, how is it that you can do that?
I mean, basically, like, a good Josh and I work pretty well in practice together, so he'll be doing one thing, and I'll actually try to almost do the polar opposite of him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you vary it up a bunch, and, you know, some things work, some things don't. But I'll find a few baits that then I can catch fish on, and I try to almost go about more of, like, a finesse approach towards things. And so I try to find – Josh fishes techniques that maybe are going to be more towards, like, the power fishing side, per se, where then I'll be fishing – more finesse and try to pick up bites and show Josh if there's, you know, other fish to be caught for when he's actually fishing on his tournament days, if he can slow down and, you know, milk an area maybe a little more. But it's been nice because, you know, Josh and I try to hit a wide variety of different kind of things on the lake, so I feel like I for the most part get to see almost every scenario that I'm gonna maybe be put in, whether it's how I'm actually was fishing with Josh in practice but if I'm put in another scenario, then, you know, I feel like I've seen enough of the lake. And then, you know, at times it's just kind of going off a limb and just fishing baits that I purely have confidence in from just past experience that I didn't catch a fish on in practice. But, you know, a lot of the times I'm able to apply just, you know, techniques or baits that I've actually caught fish on in practice.
Chad Smith with us out of Minnetonka, Minnesota. By the way, what is it with you guys in the flow, man? I mean, you know, is that a Minnesota thing? Is that a hockey mullet or something? What is it with the, you know, all you guys, Seth Fighter and the others that come out of there with that flow?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was a skateboarder a lot, so I skateboarded a bunch, and I got some long hair to go with it, but yeah, I don't know. I've just kind of been rocking the flow, and I think I need to get it cut here actually pretty soon. It's getting kind of hot weather for it.
Yeah, I would say it is getting a bit warm for it. All right, give us – now, I know you – look, a big part of this deal is educating, you know, as you become a pro and as you're going through this, you're educating the listeners out there, the other fishermen out there. So don't think of it as you're talking to guys that are going to compete against you in upcoming tournaments. Think of it as a guy trying to educate. Give us some of the best back of the boat techniques that you have found are easy to do? Because as you know, them power poles and that Optimax 250 are wonderful innovations, but it makes it difficult with certain techniques. I mean, it's hard to skip something from back there, or hard to, you know, swing a lure a certain way when you're in the back. And so tell us a little bit about some of the techniques you like to use from the back.
No, absolutely. A lot of the times, it's hard from the back of the boat, you know, at a lot of these venues, you will be kind of up against, like, the bank. And it's hard to be able to cast and get the right cast for, you know, like, moving reaction baits or anything like that. So I really like focusing on finesse techniques. I mean, honestly, I throw a drop shot a lot. I really like throwing a drop shot. I vary up weight sizes with different depths, you know, and a lot of the times guys will, you know, you'll be moving faster at times, trolling more around 100 and moving through a stretch really quick. And so in a scenario like that, I'm like putting on maybe a heavier weight because I can actually get to the bottom quicker, get a few shakes in on my worm, and then, you know, onto the next and move quicker with it. But then a lot of it, and I get to fish it vertical. So that's the nice thing, is where I don't need to make casts and try to parallel a bank or do anything like that. I can actually just kind of flip directly at my targets and fish that vertical presence, which I think has been really huge. But just fishing, you know, finesse techniques and just pure confidence. I fish a drop shot a lot up in Minnesota, and, you know, it's something that I've been fortunate enough that's just worked for me kind of everywhere I've gone. So, but it's definitely, you know, just I try to go about that more vertical style fishing approach as opposed to trying to make like long casts. But I've talked to a lot of people too, and I think a big thing is just keeping, you know, like maybe a lot of people might not like fishing a drop shot, or that's not what works for them, but I like to do it. And it, like, I feel like if you keep a technique in your hand that you can fish confidently and better than most, and
right,
keep that in your hand for most of the day, I think you'd be surprised at the success that can come from it.
Accuracy would seem to be an issue with that. I mean, when you think drop shot, you think spinning outfit. So I assume you're fishing it on a spinning outfit, unless you know got a heavy enough weight where you can do it. But yeah, so you're able, you feel like you can't, I would imagine you use maybe a little bit shorter rod. Talk about being able to kind of flip with a spinning rod, because that, it's one thing if you're just dropping it vertically, but it's another thing if you are working along a bank and you have to make a pitch. A lot of us can pitch really well, you know, with the bait caster, but it's a little bit different from an accuracy standpoint with a spinning rod.
Yep, no, definitely. And, you know, I guess the saying practice makes perfect definitely holds true. I've been fishing a lot, and I've kind of gotten to be able to get pretty good at putting the drop shot, I guess, where I want it to go, you know, making long casts and just getting it to where I need to, or just, flipping it up under a dock and doing what I need to get it to the area I feel confident in. But it's definitely hard, and it takes some time to get used to, but I feel like I've been doing it enough where it's ended up gotten pretty used to it.
yeah. Chad Smith was. All right. Now, is this the way you would fish if you were in the front of the boat? I mean, you know, if you were up front, a lot of times you say, well, if I was up front, I'd be doing this, but from back here, I'm going to do this. Or is that how you would fish and attack it, because it is such a confidence lure for you, even if you were fishing from the front?
You know, I think something that my goal as a co-angler is to get a limit and just to watch for opportunities to get casts in just areas that my pro hasn't. So really I'm kind of targeting a whole different class of fish. And fishing from the front, I mean, you have full control to go do whatever you want and, you know, fish for the fish that you want to. And generally that's going to be a much higher caliber fish. So I think I'm definitely going to be like, eventually in the front of the boat fishing a lot differently, but I think my learning from the back of the boat has definitely, you know, I've learned how to, maybe if I needed to, I found myself in a position where I needed to get a few extra fish to salvage the tournament, I feel like I've kind of got some confidence now to slow down and fish the techniques like I have from the back of the boat to maybe put together a limit to salvage a tournament that may not be going so well.
He's made the final day 7 out of his last 9 open events. I mean, if he was a, you know, if he was fishing as a pro, they would be, you know, writing stories about this guy and putting him on the front, the cover of Bassmaster magazine. He'd be the hottest guy out there. That's how hard it would be from the front, but to do it from the back is absolutely amazing. All right, Chad. So the next step is, there's a rumor out there that you're going to the Bow next year, and that's the plan. There's the other, the business aspect of this. Talk about that, because I know you do a lot with, you know, filming and your various social media. You're plugged into all of that. You're 23 years old. You understand all of that. But what about the pursuit of the good sponsors that are going to help you be able to make this dream come true?
You know, I've got some plans now. After I've been, you know, so blessed to have the success that I have so far, and it's really kind of helped open up a few doors to kind of give me that lead where to actually go to the front of the boat. I've been able to save a little bit of money from that, but then also I've been able to build some really healthy relationships with some companies and some sponsors that are, you know, willing to step up a little bit next year. And I've got one guy in particular, his name's Kyle Kruger from Boomer's Bait and Tackle up in Nisswa, Minnesota. And he's been such a support system for me this year. And he's really helped me and stepped up to the plate to help me to get to the front of the boat next year. But, you know, I got some other things in the works also it's definitely a bigger financial commitment, fishing ability, all that kind of thing. It's going to be a whole different switch, but I'm really excited to have the opportunity. It's a dream come true just to make that next step and jump to the front and, you know, have my chance to, you know, the next dream is then qualifying for the Elite Series and trying to make it to the big leagues. That's the dream.
All right, Chad. Well, I'll see you at Lake Champlain. I hope you make the final day again, and I hope you finish second to me, okay? So, but anyway, good stuff, and congratulations, and good luck. I know you're fishing a lot of tournaments between now and then, and we'll see you at the Eastern Open at Champlain.
No, thank you so much for having me on. This is really cool. I appreciate it a lot.
All right, thank you. That's Chad Smith joining us there. All right, we'll come back and wrap it up right after this. This is Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit neatcompaniesgroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament, hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pro. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 9 a.m. to noon, and again 1 to 4 Eastern. And simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to the final segment of Bassmaster Radio. I am Tom Abraham. As we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Congratulations to Lucas Murphy and Nolan Hitt of Grand Valley State, fishing only their second event as a team at the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series Eastern Tour presented by Bass Pro Shops at Cherokee Lake in East Tennessee. Murphy and Hitt came from behind to catch a 5-bass limit weighing 13 pounds 9 ounces. Now you combine that with their 29-1 that they caught on the first 2 days of the tournament, and they finished with a 3-day total of 42-10. Now, that was enough to overtake Bethel University's Cully Scroggins and Nathan Porch, who had the lead after day one and day two of this event, but wound up finishing third overall with 41-2. The University of Alabama team of Lee Maddox and Anderson Aldag finished second with 41-6. Visit Bassmaster.com now to enter for a chance to fish with the 2014 Geico Bassmaster Classic champion, Randy Howell. One lucky winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 days, 2 nights hotel stay, a rental car, and $500 spending cash, plus a Triton bass boat with a Mercury motor. Randy's prize pack includes items from Lowrance, Livingston, and Bass Pro Shops, Frog Togs, Yamamoto, Daiwa, and more. The total prize package value is $30,000. Enter today at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. While you're at the site, sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing as well. Individual elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha 150 motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And that's another great reason to become a member of BASS today. Sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com. Now let's take a look at the upcoming events. The Carhartt College Western Tour presented by Bass Pro Shops is next week, May 23rd through 25th at Clear Lake in Lakeport, California. Also on Clear Lake will be the Academy Sports and Outdoors Bass Nation Western Regional presented by Magellan Outdoors. That is also on the 23rd through the 25th. And finally, on the 26th, it'll be the Mossy Oak Bassmaster High School Western Open presented by Dick's Sporting Goods. And yes, that's on Clear Lake as well. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's only just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button and click on Bassmaster Radio. Plus, if you have any questions or a guest you'd like to hear or a technique featured in our Technique of the Week, just tweet it to us at Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio, or hit the Facebook page at Facebook.com/BASS and leave us a comment. So until next time, keep those lines tight and those nets heavy. This has been Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.